This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories of the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Big week in Riverside, an election. On the ballot were not just candidates for city council, but also Measure A, asking the question, do citizens of Riverside want legal medical marijuana dispensaries in the city limits?
Yeah, this would have allowed up to 10 facilities only in the city's commercial and industrial zone. So really, there's only three areas of the city near the airport, in the Sycamore Canyon area, and on the north side that would have even allowed them. But the voters said no. They don't want these. You know, some of the proponents said they thought people have only had bad experiences so far because the only marijuana dispensaries in the city have been illegal ones. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is not the last word. There is a group that's trying to qualify a statewide ballot measure that would legalize marijuana. So the voters have yet to be heard.
And there were council candidates on this mail-in ballot election, too.
Correct. Yeah, it was a mail-only ballot. Not a very good turnout, but that's not unusual, especially for an off-year, an odd-year election. Two council incumbents were not even opposed. Mike Subaru and Chris MacArthur were both obviously reelected. Mike Gardner was challenged, but he looks like he's going to comfortably win. There will be one newcomer on the city council. His name is John Bernard. He's an extermination company owner. His opponent was a member of the Human Resources Board, Alicia Webb, but it looks like she lost and the city council will be without a woman yet still.
I was going to say, after an all-male-in election, we have all males on the Riverside City Council. Let's move to Moreno Valley. Apparently, the corruption probe that was going on there has been closed and the former city councilman sentenced.
Yes, former councilman Marcelo Coe was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. He's the one who took a $2.36 million cash bribe over the table from an undercover FBI agent a couple of years ago. It took so long for sentencing because he was cooperating with federal investigators in this case, which started with an FBI DA raid on the many of the homes of the city council members, city hall offices. There was a grand jury that took testimony. But apparently, even with Coe's cooperation, there were no other charges. No one else was indicted or charged. And the DA's office and the U.S. Attorney's Office both said the investigation is over unless new information comes to light.
Okay, so the city of Moreno Valley, and there are many new elected officials there, can now move forward, right?
Right. There's only one member of the council who was in office when the raid took place, and that's the mayor, Jesse Molina.
And in San Bernardino, the mayor and city council members traveled from the bankrupt city to Sacramento to lobby legislators for some aid for the bankruptcy.
Yeah, I think the seed for this may have been planted when one of the consultants during the last bankruptcy hearing for the city council said that other cities like Detroit and Stockton got help in Vallejo, and San Bernardino has not gotten any help from the state. The primary thing the city is asking for is for the governor to order CAL FIRE, the State Department of Forestry and Fire, to submit a bid to take over the city's fire protection service. You'll remember that the city has decided to contract out. They put out a request for bids. The only proposals they got were from the San Bernardino County Fire Agency and from a private company called Sentara. They really want the CAL FIRE to bid. CAL FIRE already provides fire protection for Moreno Valley, Highland, a number of other inland cities, and the city said in its letter to the legislators and the governor, we don't see any reason why they won't give us a quote.
Were legislators receptive to San Bernardino's presence walking around the halls of the state capitol?
Well, I understand they feel that they were heard. Now, it was only the mayor and one council member who went to Sacramento, but they met with two of the state senators from the inland area and two assembly members and their staffs from the inland area, as well as a key member of the governor's staff.
And any word on whether and when San Bernardino might get some help or not?
I don't think any promises were made, and I don't think anything moves quickly in the state legislature. But, you know, the governor certainly could act quickly to tell CAL FIRE it's time to review the situation in San Bernardino and make an offer.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.